I'm Zach Vincent, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever longed for the intimacy of a close relationship with a friend or a spouse? The kind where it seems they know what you're thinking before you say it. The kind where all your quirks and oddities are affectionately known and even loved. What if I was to tell you that that kind of intimacy can be known through a relationship with God? But don't take my word for it. Listen to the words of David in Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. The God of the universe is our shepherd. Shepherds probably spend more time with their sheep than anybody else. That's the God we have, a God who wants to spend time with us, a God who walks with us through the quiet waters of peace, through the darkest valley. What's on your heart right now? Relationship trouble? Family dysfunction? Health issues? Know that God not only wants to listen to your situation, he wants to walk through it with you. Maybe you're in a situation where a person or persons have it in for you. Reflect on the words that God will prepare a table, a feast before you in the presence of your enemies. What a description that God is intimately for us. The world can be crashing down and God says, "It's all good. Come eat with me." Think of all the good things in your life. They all come from God. Your career, your family, your health, your cup of hot tea and toast you look forward to in the morning. All of these come from God in intimate fashion, tailor-made for you. As the psalm says, "Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life." And he knows just what you need when life throws the unexpected at you and you are worn down by worry and anxiety. Think of that time that God parted the clouds in an intimate way of refreshing your soul. Maybe it was a gentle breeze or a sunset, a call from a friend, a hug, a word of encouragement from an unexpected source. All of these are examples of God intimately refreshing the soul. And God doesn't leave us there, but invites us to live with him in his house, as the psalm says, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Note the word forever. He is always faithful, no matter what. We don't just dwell in his house when we get all cleaned up and acceptable. We always have a room there and are welcome at his banquet table. Take a moment to rest in all of this and know that God loves you dearly and intimately, and then thank him for it. No matter what you've done or been through, God wants you to be his child, friend, as always. We are his sheep and he is the good shepherd. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.